We are so happy and so excited to meet Raina Roberts in person. Raina, it's great to meet you finally.
Raina.
I moved my computer screen so I actually take a look at you. Because that outfit is
too.
That outfit is bomb.
I'm glad you like it.
We've got so many things to talk about with Raina. We want to talk about AGT.
Yeah.
We want to talk about your friend Beyonce.
We want to talk about the fact that you're going to cover Comic-Con for us this weekend.
I'm excited.
Let's cover that first, and then we can get some really, really good conversation. Mm-hmm. Not that it's not going to be a good conversation.
Yeah, no worries.
What is first of all, you are here for a reason for Comic-Con, correct?
Yeah.
What is that?
I get to perform.
Oh, right on.
Yes,
okay.
I'm so excited. It's going to be also my first year at Comic-Con, too. I kind of give myself stipulations, like, I can only do this one thing if I'm performing, so. It incentivizes me to go and make sure that I'm doing that for music and also doing other things I love at the same time.
Well, sure. So right off the bat then, let everybody know where you're performing, when you're performing, what time, that kind of stuff. So
I don't think I'm able to give the details because it is a private event.
Oh, even better.
Nice.
That's all we're going to get to know about it.
But it's going to be awesome. It's going to be very, very memorable. I can't say that.
Since it's a private event, no names need to be mentioned, but will there be famous people there watching you?
I'm sure there will be. Yeah. I'd be very surprised if there weren't.
Okay.
Any shakers and movers that could maybe boost the career of Raina Roberts?
I feel like every person I encounter can boost the career of Raina Roberts.
I love that. You know, because here's the thing. You never know who you're talking to.
And every person matters.
Absolutely. And sometimes things come from the weirdest little circumstances.
Mm-hmm, that's
and
true.
That's some of the best things in life when those happen.
Yeah, I agree.
So, Raina, I want to ask you, are you a fan of, like, Comic-Con? Or is this something that you're like, that would be a cool thing to be a part of?
Well, my family is, like, all nerds. Like, my bonus dad, Cartier, he has over 3,000 comics. My dad has, about 1,000 comics? Yeah, and my mom is her and I are both working on projects right now for like graphic novels and comics like ourselves. So
wait. Could Raina Roberts become a character?
I think we're already seeing what we're about to see here. This is awesome.
I love it.
One thing I feel like I've gotten a good amount of my life, or at least in music, every time I'm going somewhere, people are like, you look like a Disney princess or a superhero. And I was like, I love that. That's leading into something.
I would settle for either of those compliments coming my way. No one's ever told me any of those things.
So my youngest son was just in Las Vegas last weekend at a gaming competition convention. Mm-hmm. He plays Street Fighter, Street Fighter 6, I think. I got to get it right.
It's 6.
It was 6. I love how you're like immediately.
And 6. He went for the first time all in costume. Mm-hmm. My husband, his dad, helped him make it. It took like a couple of weeks
that's
to do
awesome.
This whole thing. Mm-hmm. And he was so excited, and I loved, he sent us a video of the person who ended up winning, and watching these thousands of nerds, all like
said with love.
Totally with love. I love my nerdies, the smart one in our family, and how they when the guy won the game and how the crowd erupted, the fandom that is with that. I can't wait to see what's coming with this because you're making me very excited. I want to be like Grayson. You're going to have to get to know who this character is.
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
So we need to talk about how serendipitous this whole thing is.
Okay.
Yeah, how did this all come about?
This is crazy. So I had been following Raina on Instagram because I'd saw her videos. And then, of course, she did a little song with Beyonce. So I was following her and I was like, gosh, she's so cool. And one day she posted a picture of her with some lightsabers. And I went, excuse me, are we about to be best friends? Is she a geek girl like me?
Yes.
And I have always wanted to bring one of our country artists to Comic-Con. I think that'd be such a fun, different thing for them to do and for our audience to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, gosh, it'd be so cool that if we could bring Raina. And then, I'm not kidding you, maybe 2 days later, I get an email from somebody on her team that's like, hey, so Raina's going to be in town for Comic-Con. Wondering if you want to do something.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. Is this?
That is so serendipitous.
Yeah,
I call it God appointments. Because when we contacted you too, I think it was either the day I had this idea or the day after.
Right.
And so that's like all in the same timing.
And it gets better. The reason they were able to get in contact with me is because of Tammy.
Mm-hmm. my daughter Taylor.
Do I even work here?
No, I mean you do. But
I'm just hearing this stuff now.
Yeah. The person on her team that contacted me is friends with Tammy's daughter Taylor in Wisconsin.
Yes. And Taylor said, hey, do you know country artist Raina Roberts? I know so-and-so, and he's wondering if there's a way that he can contact you guys out in San Diego. And I'm just like,
isn't that wild?
That is so crazy. It's meant to be.
Things, man. Thin threads.
We might be family.
We might be. Yeah, I am. And it's incredible how everything came together so fast.
Yeah.
Like within, I want to say 2 days.
So we've got all kinds of plans. Later today, we're going to go to the Batman in concert, which, by the way, is something that's open to the public. You can buy tickets to. We're going to go check out the orchestra that's playing and hang out with them and then watch the show. We're going to go around the gas lamp, see the sights. I love taking people to their first Comic-Con, so this is Raina, like my favorite weekend
this
ever.
This is like a Comic-Con play date.
Yes.
It totally is, yes!
And you have
That's the best guide. That is so charming.
And because it's my first one, like I'm like, show me the world.
I'm going to show her all the route.
I hope you've come to walking shoes because you're going to get some steps in. Okay.
Yep, I brought some sneakers.
Yeah, you're going to need it. You have the best guide, though. I can't think of anybody better than producer Jessica to take you through all this.
You're in incredibly great hands. Mm-hmm. Raina, you mentioned earlier prayer and manifestation as something that you incorporate a lot into your life. That's really important to you.
That's how all the things that have been happening in my life have been happening. Like, I prayed about, like, probably half of these things in November for 2024. And I have a whole list. And, like, at least half of them are checked off already.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So did you literally manifest the appearance on Beyonce's record?
Yeah, that too.
And you wrote that down before it happened?
Yep, I did.
That is amazing.
I prayed for, like in November, I prayed for a few things. I was listening to one of my favorite preachers, Jerry Savelle, and after listening to one of his sermons, I wrote down a whole list of things that I was believing for in 2024. It was to get my first award, to work with some of my favorite artists like Beyonce, to, what else did I pray for? Like a larger fan base for people to hear my music and my voice and just a whole bunch of other things and a bigger team and all those things have been happening. So it's been really awesome to see.
Let's talk about your appearance, Raina, on Cowboy Carter, which I believe, my personal opinion, which means nothing to anybody, is the shoe-in.
Wait, your opinion does matter.
I'm talking about in the industry. I think it's a shoe-in for Album of the Year Grammy. I really think it's a shoe-in.
I'm praying for that Grammy, too.
Not a better record. Not a better record released this year. And no disrespect to the Swifties, Cowboy Carter's a better record.
Well, there you
go. Sorry. My opinion. So here's what I'm imagining. You're at home. You just got done writing down the prayers that you talk to God about, and you're maybe making yourself a sandwich, and the phone rings and it's, hey girl, it's Beyonce. What do you say? You want to work together? I mean, kind of like that?
Or? I actually can't give you any details about how everything came to be. But
you are
what
so mysterious over there. No private concert, no Beyonce contact.
But what I can say is that Beyonce has always been my biggest, my favorite artist, my biggest inspiration, and to be uplifted by my biggest inspiration and my favorite artist has been incredible. Like, from as long as I can remember, her voice has been something that I've wanted to emulate and pull from. And her career has shaped, like, my artistry and so many things that I've done in my career. So it's an honor and it's a blessing.
So what took you into the world of country music?
I mean, I've grown up listening to all genres, and I don't want to make the story too long, but I was born early, and so my parents put me in this musical program so I would develop faster, because I was born 2 pounds. I was supposed to have so many developmental delays, and they played country music, rock music, pop, classical. They played everything, blues, and it's just always, all that music lives in me, so I didn't really choose it. I feel like it chose me, more or less. And I think it's interesting because people are always like, why country music? And I'm like, why not country music? I just love great songs. I love great music. And I want to be able to create what inspires me. And that's country music. I call my music Country Plus, though, because it isn't just country music. Yeah. I do some traditional country music, but it's a mixture of country plus rock plus pop and hip hop and all these genres that I love mixed together and blended to create Country Plus music.
Sure. Everything that you listen to, and it all became part of your soul. Mm-hmm. I saw a picture of you when you were very little. It looked like a little electronic, like, drum kit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then one more quick question, because I saw a picture of you with your glasses on, and any little tiny baby with glasses. glasses on just it hits my heart because my youngest daughter had to have glasses at 6 months old.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
how old were you? Yeah, how old were you?
2 years old. I had eye surgery, I think, at 1.5 and then started wearing glasses at 2.
Yeah.
But 6 months is.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's crazy they could figure it out, isn't it?
Yes, incredibly.
Because you can't ask the baby which one looks better. You know, right. This one, A or B. You know?
Right. Yeah. Well, I had, I was cross-eyed for like a good part of my life. And then I had another surgery, I think, 4 years ago. So now I'm just with my contacts.
Right.
For the most part.
So I like the fact that your dad is here again. Mm-hmm. And we were doing some research on you. And, you know, we knew that you were born way early and that you were small. We also know that your family lost your home when you were very young.
Right.
And they kept your musical dream alive.
Mm-hmm. They did.
By having a piano in a storage unit for you.
Yeah,
and
they did.
And then you would go and that's where you can go and play. That's how important music was and how important family is. I mean, that's a beautiful story.
It is. You know, I kind of forget sometimes, like, of course, one thing, I was so young, like, to me, I didn't even feel like we lost our home because I had my parents, and my parents are my home. My parents are my family. And they're such great parents that I never even realized that we didn't really have a home. Also, I didn't even realize how unique or different it is to go and have a piano in a storage unit and then go and play in it like every week. That was just like, I'm going to practice and work on my music. I never even thought that, you know, people don't do that, Raina.
Sure, because it wasn't made to be weird.
And no, not at all. Yeah. It was just like, hey, it's time for you to go practice your classical music and practice your covers. And so they would take me and I would practice for like 2 or 3 hours. And people would stop by the storage unit that were like putting their stuff in the storage units and they would just watch me practice and sing.
Just hearing the words when you say, I didn't even know my situation because I was with my family, which is my home. It just makes me so happy to hear that because I'm an Italian man and Italian men are all about family. But I'm also noticing as I get to be an older Italian man, just how important it is to have those people with you no matter what else is going on.
Yeah.
No matter what else you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most important thing. I get so sad when I hear about families who don't talk to each other anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't like my brother. I can't resonate with that. I know it happens. I know there are reasons for that. But I don't know where I would be if it wasn't for the people I love most. So I love hearing you say that.
Well, I'm thankful that I was blessed with a really great family. And we do everything together. They've been my, you know, even when I didn't have like the team that I have now, they are my team. They are my managers and my all of the above. So we do everything together, and we will continue to do everything together. We're a unit.
I'm fascinated by what I can't ask you about the Beyoncé.
Oh, my gosh, John, you got to get over it.
Because I'm in the shower this morning, and I'm thinking, I mean, good Lord, it's Beyoncé, mm-hmm. and you're part of one of the best songs of all time, The Beatles' Blackbird. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much more pressure could you...
I mean, it wasn't pressure to me. I was excited. I was like, oh, yeah, I've been, you know, moments like these, I've been practicing and getting ready for these moments my whole life. So when they come to me, I'm not nervous. I'm just like, this is what I've been working for. This is what I've been,
you know. Finally here.
Yes, but it's finally here. Yay, let's go.
When you heard the finished product, when it was played for you in the studio or the engineer played it for you, I mean, crying, laughing. Euphoria? It must have been a super emotional.
Definitely euphoria. It's funny. I feel like everybody was crying but me.
Really?
I was just like smiling and happy and excited. Everybody else is all like crying and just like, what? Just disbelief. But to me, it was just like, you know, this is something I've been working for, and it's finally here. And it was just excitement. And I was telling, I don't remember who I was talking to, but it's funny because when I was, I think I was in high school. No. I was in middle school, and I auditioned because I was in choir, and I never got the parts. I never got them. And there was this one year where everybody did Blackbird, and I auditioned for it, and I didn't get it. And it's like, oh, but I got the real Blackbird.
Yeah,
she's got it. Amazing. What I'm taking it as, your attitude about this wasn't like, thank God this happened, but I mean, of course, that's what you feel, but of course this happened as well.
It's
so there's confidence there as well.
It's confidence because it's they play hand in, they're synonymous, if that's the word I'm thinking of.
Like, it is.
I knew that I was going to get it because I prayed for it, and I feel like God put that desire and that dream in my heart. And I also, like, it just came faster in my career than I anticipated. Like, I already knew that I was going to work with some of my favorite artists in the world, because my dream has never been to be a country star specifically. My goal has always been to be a superstar that creates music that I love, regardless of genre. And so, because I have that vision for myself, I knew that I would be working with my favorite artists, and it was just a matter of time. I wasn't sure when it was going to happen, but I know it's going to happen.
Your favorite country artist that you want to work with that you haven't?
Chris Stapleton.
Yes.
Love him. Love him with my whole heart. I'm like, oh, that's, you know, I have a list of artists that I'm excited to work with in the future, and Chris Stapleton is definitely on that list.
Does he know this?
I don't know. I don't think he knows this, okay. But I'm trying to make sure he knows it so we can work together.
Let's manifest that too.
You know what?
Yeah,
I'm sure you already have.
Yes, yes,
who
I have.
Was it recently who said that? Because they had wanted to work with Chris, and they got a hold of his wife, Morgan, in her DMs. So you
know
who I'm talking about,
I
right?
Do.
And she made it happen. So there you go.
Was it Madeline Edwards, maybe?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but I know what you're talking about.
Was it your daughter's friend from Wisconsin?
That was a good one.
Didn't know about that one either.
That was great.
Let's focus on the AGT path now, because you're also on America's Got Talent, still active. No. Watching you perform an original song, which took a lot of guts and confidence.
Thank you.
In yourself. Great song, by the way.
Thank you.
Hearing Howie be the fly in the ointment on stage, everyone else is raving, standing ovation, people are dancing, men are weeping in the crowd. They're so happy with what's going on stage. Simon, it looked like he wanted to adopt you afterwards. He was so proud.
Yeah.
And then there's Howie. And what was when you're on stage and you're hearing that? Mm-hmm. I mean, you have such an unbelievable aura about you anyway, and
Thank
your confidence
you.
Is just through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of know the answer now. I didn't know it before I met you, but tell us what you're thinking when Howie is the one person that kind of poo-poos your performance.
I mean, I didn't really care all that much because, I mean, I know what I'm destined for, whether he likes me or not, or whether some other people like me or not. I'm going to win regardless. And when I say win, I mean like in life. Like all my dreams are going to become reality. So it didn't really faze me. I was like, okay. I look at situations like this. Even if I'm, no matter what situation I'm in, if somebody's looking at whatever I'm doing and they don't like it, it doesn't connect with them, whatever it is, I'm just like, let me look at all the positive things.
Sure.
I just got two standing ovations. And thankfully, Simon, after my performance, he got right out of his chair and came up to me on backstage. And was like, you're great for the show. I'm so excited and thankful to have you. Like, I focus on things like that as opposed to people who don't really, it doesn't connect with them.
Going back to what you said about the ability to not welcome his comments in when there are so many positives about your performance, including the two standing ovations, including the glowing reviews from the other judges. But so many people can't do that. So many people, maybe you're looking at one of them. There's an old saying, I'm not even joking, there's an old saying that, and I will edit it for content, that one blank you is more powerful than 1,000 I love yous. And you don't hear the blank you hear the love yous. It's hard for some people to be able to do that. And I think I'm one of them, actually.
I think it depends on, you know, it's also like, I've had to grow into that mindset, because there are days where I'm just like, oh, that person said this that was negative, and sometimes that sticks with me. But I would say not too often anymore. I'm like, there's too many great things happening in my life, and too many things that I'm thankful for that I need. Like, I feel like when people are negative, that's just I'm not interested in that. I'd rather focus on all the amazing things that are happening. Otherwise, like, I'll always feel sad about something, or I'll always feel like offended or things like that. I'm like, I'd rather be happy and full of joy.
Well,
and
it's hard because that's the way that, unfortunately, you know, the world exacerbates negative and angry and all of that, right? And everyone's missing all of this wonderful that is right here. And I don't know when that became like the norm, right?
I do know what you mean.
To find, well, we got to go this direction. You know, it's one of the best memes I ever saw. Was great. It was an old lady with her finger like this. And it said, some people find fault like there's a reward for it.
That's so true,
right?
For some
and
people.
So when did that become like the thing? And so it's great to hear you give this perspective on, and look what it's done for you. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's amazing.
I feel like I want to be a light wherever I go. And I feel like allowing people, if I were to allow a lot of negativity and a lot of darkness in, then I wouldn't be the same kind of light. So I kind of focus on just being the best version of myself and finding ways to continuing to increase in that and focus on what makes me happy.
Man, you are a light, and it's so unusual because you picked a business that is a real rough business at times.
I know people tell me that all the time, and I feel like it's a matter of perspective and a choice to view things. Like if I keep my mindset on being a light and staying focused on things that make me happy, it'll be a lot harder. The darkness won't get in.
Right. You know, it's great your dad's right next to me here as well, because I don't want to embarrass you, sir, but we're the exact age. We've got daughters. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine how you're keeping it together right now. You must be just bursting at the seams with pride.
I'm a super proud dad. I talk about her to everybody and anybody.
Yeah, he really does.
Whether it's in the store. I ask people, do you listen to country? And they're like, yeah, check out my daughter, Raina Roberts, or if I'm in the Uber. Yesterday, when I landed in L.A. on Monday or Tuesday, I talked the Uber's guy's head off about my daughter. Oh, she's done this, she's done that, she's on Spotify, aww, Apple, whatever you stream, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, to say the least. And I wear her shirts.
That's so great.
She performs. I got the shirt on. So, like, oh, you're, yep, that's me. That's her. And yeah. So, yeah, I'm a proud dad.
You know, it's funny.
Because, don't leave her hanging.
It's funny because I lost my father a couple years ago, and I used to, I got cringy when we would go out, especially when we got dinner, and he would do the same thing. You listen to country? And sometimes I would say, please, please just say yes. Please just say yes. Because if they said no, he'd be like, why? And I'd be like, Dad, she's just serving us. Please. And this is my son. He's the morning show host. And now I see it as he was proud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I was like, Dad, please, you're embarrassing me. Now she's never going to listen. And I didn't have the state of mind. Now my dad had a different style than you do, I can tell. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure you weren't in their face if they say no. But I see it now as my dad being proud of me and wanting everybody to know that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had people say no, but I listen to rock. And I'm like, well, listen, she has a couple songs on there that are rockish.
Right.
Check it out.
Right.
I'm not, they're like, oh, I don't listen to country because, you know, it's just, I'm not a country. I said, mm-hmm, listen, she's not your typical country.
Yeah.
She's, you know, just check her out. I said, Nashville considers her outlaw.
Yeah.
I said, we say country plus. Either way, it's something that's not traditional, so to speak.
Yeah.
I said, she's got blues in it. She's got rock. She's got hip hop, whatever, because that's how she grew up. Oh, I'll check her out then. I'll check her out then. And then they immediately go to their phones and start typing her name in. So
you're doing your job. Yeah. You've done a great job, by the way.
I market her for free. You know? Yeah. I advertise her on my shirts, you know, her shirts. I have Raina Roberts, all the things, and it's free marketing.
Yeah.
All she has to do is give me hugs, you know.
Oh, oh man.
Sweet dad.
How long are y'all in town for?
That's a great question. I think until next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
So many things you guys can do. I'm so excited for UC Comic-Con.
I am too. I'm like, woo-hoo. Mm-hmm. Only a few hours away.
I have one more quick question.
Yes.
For those who don't know, and I'm one of those who don't know, calling myself out, why do you have the red theme? Where did that come from?
You know what? Okay, so it started in high school. I was a wrestler, and I had blonde.
Wait. Okay, back up.
Yeah, I
did
know.
I just hear you say you were a wrestler?
I wrestled in high school.
Oh, my gosh.
I loved it. It was my favorite thing next to music. And once you got to like a specific tournament, everybody dyed their hair blonde. I didn't dye my hair blonde, but I put in like blonde tracks, blonde weave.
Okay.
And that's what started me on my colored hair journey.
Yeah.
And so I went from blonde, and I tried a whole bunch of other colors like purple and turquoise, and then I tried red. And I don't know when this happened, but it went from streaks of red to the whole thing being red.
Yeah.
But now it's a part of my identity because I feel like it makes me R-E-Y-N-A, like the Raina you see, the artist.
Yeah.
Because she's an extrovert and she's like badass and all these things. I feel like the red hair symbolizes like power and authority. And you know, outside of me on stage, I'm a very quiet person and I'm more shy. So it helps me get into the performer I need to be on stage.
So you kind of are a superhero.
Yeah. It's already you're there.
In disguise, shy and demure, and then you want to go kick some ass, you take that hair down, and all of a sudden, Raina Roberts is out there.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool, man. No, I'm being 100% serious. That's really cool.
Actually, I never put that together.
It's all meant to be.
That was, you know what? You're right. Yeah. I love that.
Okay, who had Raina Roberts wrestled in high school on their bingo card?
No,
I was shocked. I was shocked.
Yeah, but you look like a person that can handle themselves.
Yes.
So
I bet you were good.
Military parents.
There you go.
To be honest, I was awful at first because I had no coordination.
Okay.
Very clumsy. But I worked really hard. I must like challenges. I mean, it took me a whole season to win my first match. I lost every match my first year, but I kept training, and then I continuously got better, and then I was beating a lot of people.
Right.
That's awesome.
It's great.
Don't leave. Just stay.
Well, she'll be with me all weekend.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
We're going to have some fun.
Well, we look forward to Raina and Jessa, producer Jessica's reports from Comic-Con. Raina's first, Jessica's millionth. And again, you couldn't have a better tour guide for your time here. We're thrilled to meet you. Please come back whenever you want. Sam, pleasure to meet you, sir.
Are you sure? Next month I'll be like, hey.
No, we want this to happen. This is cool. So,
awesome. Thank you, guys.